Okay, next lightning talk. So we don't have a lot of time to switch between speakers. Please take a seat. Next lightning talk is Christian, who's notorious for being very good on staying on time.
I did once a very great job, so I benefit from that still.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
Christian.
So if you see me, I talk about containers a lot. So this time I would like to give an update to the HPC Container Conformance Project, which we started, or I started last year, and which got a little addition by being introduced to the OCI working group, or we created an OCI working group together with some other folks. So what is the problem? I mean, to just maybe call it challenges, everyone knows modules, right? If you're not, or if you're new to containers and you use native code, you most likely use modules to figure out what's the best binary for your program on the current system you're at. So you do module load gromex, and the module system will pick the best binary for the current system you're on. So it's a runtime decision, right? So you have a bunch of software in a software share, and it will just pick the best one. Problem, or not problem, I think, it's a good thing with containers, you don't want to have a lot of binaries or different variations of binaries within the container. You want one, right? So a single set of libraries and a single binary for a given problem. So what we end up doing was to create multiple containers for different systems. Let's say for a CPU, like Graviton, Skylake, Zen 3, or maybe even we use a name to identify a cluster we are running on. That's fun, but problem is, how do you pick the correct image? Within the container space, you have something that's called an image index, which is just a matching artifact that says, okay, you are on an ARM system, you get this image. You are on an AMD system, you get this, or Intel or x86 system, you get this image. And if you are a WASM guy, then you even get another system. But the thing is, that's not fine enough, right? It's very gross grained. You cannot just put like your all your x86 code in this. So what we actually want is an image index that is more specific. So that you can say, this CPU, this accelerator gives me this image. If I have this CPU, I get another one. Maybe even configured with MPI in mind, so that you say, like, if I have MPage, this version, I get this image. If I have OpenMPI, I get a different image. So you get the idea. So have a very maybe long image index with different variations, and then you pick the best image. And another thing that I didn't mention in the first slide is, runtimes will go through the image index, the normal image index, and will just pick the best or the first match that they get. So even if you have an image index with 5 different x86 images in it, the runtime will just pick the first one it matches, and off you go. And with this, of course, we cannot do this. We need to go through all the versions that we have, all the different specific images, and then the runtime ideally picks the best image for you. Okay, so I did some hacking back in the days, right? So I changed or used an unused feature in the image index to make some identification. So I thought, okay, this is a Broadwell, this NVIDIA driver, and I hacked the Docker runtime to also recognize what the best image matching is for this specific platform you're on. So with this ugly hack, you were able to identify or create an image index with a lot of different images for different different systems, and then you configured your runtime to search for a specific tag list, if you will. That was like hacky, and I didn't intend it to be. I created a pull request for Docker, of course, it was turned down, but because it's ugly, right? And what's ugly about it is that you need to implement it in every runtime, you need to implement it in any scheduler to make sure that it works, and this was, of course, bogus. So what we did, as I said last year or the year before, we created an HPC container conformance project to establish best practices and provide some guidance on how to build images for HPC and how to implement the use of those images. The first thing, which is very brief, is what we expect an image to behave or how it should behave. So the first one is there are two types of containers, application containers, I call them, and login containers. Application containers is just if you have, for instance, a binary, and you put the entry point to be this application, you can create an alias that just runs some program within a container without you knowing about it. So for instance, this Go releaser example, you just, instead of running a binary, you point to an alias and then you run this. Problem here is if you want to debug things and if you, it's hard because the entry point is always tricky to get rid of, or at least I need to look up the Docker command every time. The other thing is, a lot of HPC applications have multiple binaries you want to run. Maybe you have a preprocessor, the application, and a postprocessor. With this case, you would have like three different images for this because the entry point is different, so that's kind of ugly. For HPC, it's not really usable. What we actually want is a login container. So you start the container, and it drops you into a bash. That way, you can just augment your script and just say Docker run or Singularity run or whatever to execute the GMX command, for instance, here within a container, and it just works. Another aspect that's very important, but everyone hopefully does it anyways, is that the user within the container, if you use a shared file system, needs to be agnostic, right? So you cannot rely on a certain user within the container, so you might, or you should, make sure that the container is able to run with nobody, because the username will be dropped from external, the user ID and group ID to have access to shared file systems, so that the process is owned by the user outside of the container, and the container itself has no knowledge about the actual user. Okay, and then that's how we expect the container to behave, and I think that's common and already understood. The thing I talked about last time was annotations. That was an idea of us HPC guys and girls simmering in our own soup and try to come up with something to put forward. That was kind of a nice exercise, but at the end, we jumped on the train of the image compatibility working group at the OCI initiative. And you might ask, and hopefully a lot of you know it already, but what is the OCI? It's the Open Container Initiative. It maintains the relevant specifications about containers, so what's the image like, how do runtimes interact with images and distributions and registries and so on, what is the distribution specification, so how do registries work, and security stuff. So it's kind of like a body that maintains the specifications, and we formed a working group together with others that's called image compatibility. So we want, as I discussed in the beginning, we want to extend the manifest list or the image index to not only be able to pick by platform, by architecture, but extend it so that you can make what I said as a desired state for the image index, so that we can pick the right image and an optimized image for a certain application. And of course, we want to express like what the image was built for, what we expect from the host, what runtime we might want to use, and so on. All this cool stuff we want to incorporate in this. Why is it a better way? I mean, we HPC folks, we like to do our own thing, right? And we are kind of special and snowflakey. But this is, of course, a better way because we interact with the OCI community and we put it in front of them so that we can take into account other things. Like, for instance, Wasm is a thing. I haven't used it, but it seems to be a thing. And it's a runtime within the container ecosystem. And of course, we also have different runtimes, right? We have like Singularity, Aptainer, Saros, what have you. And picking a runtime over the other is something that we are interested in, the Wasm folks are interested in. Say you have a Kubernetes cluster and you have an x86 image for an application and a Wasm image for an application. Maybe you want to pick one or the other, like different depending on the conditions. So they want this, we want this as well. Scheduling and registry, of course, HPC is great. But the container tech is much wider than HPC, say the least. And we want to make sure that we align with Kubernetes. We want to make sure that the registries are aligned with us. And the OCI working groups have, like, they have an oiled machine of standardization. So that's also very cool to do. Okay, where are we now? We discuss around use cases. And while discussing the use cases, we already brainstormed some implementation ideas. And we came up with a couple of use cases or stand-in stakeholders, let's say. For instance, like the first one, of course, and we are all building images, so the first one is image author. If you build a container image, you want to define this compatibility definition that we propose, that we want to propose. Ideally, it's implemented with an easy build or spec or geeks that you don't need to do it yourself, so all the stuff you can put there. And Vanessa already wrote a little tool for that. The other is, of course, a system admin that wants to make sure that the system that he's maybe procuring is able to run the container. So you just go through all the compatibilities, and then you figure out what works and what not work. So that's all this good stuff. And you also want to make sure that the configuration of your system is actually able to run this image. The end user just wanted to work, right? So we need to make sure that the system admin and the image author and the other stakeholders just hum together and conclude on a certain configuration, and that's what we want to do. There are other use cases. I don't have time to go all of them, but we have a list of these use cases we are going through currently. Our meeting is every Monday, and if you want to join, please do. I have some links. There are resources. The slides are available online. If you want to get in touch, we have an HPC container Slack. We have an OCI Slack channel. There is an HPC social Slack channel as well, so if you want to have a more general overview. And if you're at ISC, make sure to join our high-performance container workshop. It's a 10th edition, so we do it for 10 years now, which is pretty cool. And we have a Friends of Container boat trip, so if you like to meet container guys and girls, make sure that you mark your calendar at the 13th of May. Yeah, that's it. Thanks. And now the famous, and I think I'm good on time. Awesome. Do I get a sticker if I do it 3 times in a row on time?
You get a beer.
Ooh, even better.
All right, we have time for one question.